The John DeBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
Unfortunately, no wildness happening out on the street or last night, but we are Philadelphia. We are used to things like this. We pick ourselves up, we dust ourselves off, and we start all over again.
Today sucks.
Right? Today sucks in a big way.
It sucks.
This morning sucked more than last night.
Ugh,
because this morning I woke up and realized, oh my God, I have to face this day.
Right,
I wanted to pull the covers over my head so badly this morning. It was frightening.
Yeah, it sucks. It's not a fun day.
Yeah, no, it's not. It's not at all. But look, you know, we'll get through it. It was a great season, right? We've got a great team to build on. We've got two first round picks. All right.
I don't have a silver lining in me today.
You don't?
Not yet.
Okay.
Not yet.
Do you have a silver lining in you anything?
Yeah.
Okay. I just want to make sure.
Not today.
Did you notice this in the game? And I'm gonna start at the beginning of the game,
right,
and the beginning of the show, and comment on things throughout.
Fine,
okay, all right.
Let's relive it together.
Okay. When it came to singing the national anthem and God Bless America,
yeah,
they made a big deal out of the sign language, right?
He was in the movie Coda,
right? And they introduced him, and they introduced both of them. Right, you know, for each song. And then they didn't put them on the screen. I mean, they put them on the screen like for a second. Look, he's signing.
Sure,
right. But if you're doing this for the people at home, right, how do you leave that out?
Right? I don't know. The one thing I did get when they did show him pointing at his eyes, I guess whatever the line of the national anthem was, and he points out, and he's like,
I'll say, can you see?
That's what it was, yeah. His eyes, and he points out with the two fingers, he scans back and forth.
You know the bands. You know the songs. This is the history behind them. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK presents Song Stories.
This morning, it's the patron saint, Peter Gabriel's birthday. And a lot of people have always asked me, why do we refer to him as the patron saint? And it actually has to go back to an old friend of mine, a radio friend, my friend Ray White, who unfortunately passed away last year. And Ray is the person who turned me into the Peter Gabriel fan that I am.
Okay.
Right? And I would refer to him in the morning. Ray did afternoons. I did mornings. And I would refer to him as the patron saint of afternoon drive.
All right.
Okay? And then when I moved here, I was so used to saying patron saint that I just made it the patron saint of morning radio.
Okay.
All right? And that's how that came along. As far as Peter is concerned and Salisbury Hill, Peter announced that he was leaving Genesis in 1975 and began recording his solo album in 1976. And although Salisbury Hill has been said to have been inspired by a spiritual experience that occurred at a place in Somerset, England, called Salisbury Hill, right? Some also believe that this song is about his departure from Genesis. Here's what Peter had to say about that.
I'm sure there was an influence there, but it wasn't directly pointing at it, but you inevitably reflect what's going on, even if you're not especially aware of it at the time. So it was not a song about leaving Genesis, but there were echoes of that.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
It's time to address the last minute men, ladies and gentlemen, for Valentine's Day. We've got candy, we've got Steven Singer 24 karat gold dip roses, and we've got dinner for two at Harvest Seasonal Grill and Wine Bar. There's a Harvest in North Wales on Route 309 and one in Moorestown, New Jersey, in the Moorestown Mall. And you could be at one of those. If you want to make a reservation, call harvestseasonal.com. Joining us this morning is Ralph. How you doing there, Ralphie?
I'm good. How are you, John?
I am very well. Wait, this is the Michael from last week?
Correct.
Who shouted out the answer instead of shouting out his name?
Yeah.
how you doing, Michael?
I'm doing fine, John. I'm hoping to redeem myself.
Redeem yourself? Okay, well, you know what? We will give you that opportunity. It is time for us to play, and we will start out with Ralph this morning. Ralph, here comes your very first question.
All right, Ralph. Tuxedo, bishop's mitre, and peacock's tail are all what? A, ways of folding napkins, B, cocktails, or C, famous works of art?
I'll go with A.
A, ways of folding napkins. That, my man, is absolutely correct. Okay, here comes your next question.
All right, when you're trying to finish the last bit of soup, which is the proper way to tilt your bowl?
I would say towards you.
Towards you? I have to tell you, away from you.
How does that even work?
All right.
Yeah, right?
Well, this way you don't spill it on you. You just you tilt it this
way. You spill
way.
It on your neighbor.
You spill it on the table, actually.
On your date across your neighbor. Just slurping it up.
All right, here comes your last question.
All right, Ralph, last one. What do you call the fitted upper part of a woman's dress above the waistline?
The fitted part of a dress?
Of a dress above the waistline. Need an answer in 3 seconds.
Girdle.
Girdle. No, that would be a bodice. All right, well, that's one for you, right, Ralph. Let's see how Michael does.
Killing it.
You're like the Eagles' second-half defense, Ralph.
Word.
All right, Michael.
Here comes yours.
Which fashion designer created the now infamous C... Oh, my God. I'm ready to... I know how to say his name. I can't pronounce C... Is it sequined?
Sequined.
All right, let me start that one over. Which fashion designer created the now infamous sequined pointy bras worn by Madonna? Is it A, Jean-Paul Gaultier, B, Dolce & Gabbana, or C, Christian Dior?
I'll say the first one.
Jean-Paul Gaultier is correct, sir. Get the next one right, and you've got dinner and everything else.
All right, here we go. What is the main herb used in making pesto? Michael.
I should know that. I know it. I just can't.
Three seconds. Two, one. Oh, my.
That would be basil.
I thought that was
basil, of
gimme.
Course.
All right.
The easy one, Michael.
All right, Rob. You got one right over there.
All right, your last one, Michael.
All right, Mike. What is the commercial slogan for L'Oreal hair care products? Wow, Ralph, are you in a plane? Wait a second.
Ralph is cutting the lawn.
I think he's in a prop plane.
All right. What is the commercial slogan for L'Oreal hair care products?
I don't know.
We are in.
Imagine that.
All right. Wow. Ralph was feeling like kind of down in the dumps since he only got one, and then Michael only got one.
Wow.
All right, Steve, what do you got?
All right, guys, remember, this is sudden death, so you got to yell out your name before you answer. Whoever yells out the name first will get the answer. Understand?
Yes, understand.
All right, here we go.
Okay.
What makeup product do you need to throw away after it starts clumping?
Michael.
Michael, go ahead.
Pancake.
Pancake is incorrect. Pancake makeup is a type of makeup.
I did not know that. I thought he was talking about pancake mix.
It's a type of makeup.
I didn't know that.
Eyeliner.
All right. The correct answer would be mascara.
Yeah, Ralph, eyeliner is incorrect. Sorry about that.
All right. Okay, here we go again. Here comes the next one. All yes, right, yes, they both went on a woman.
All right, same deal. Yell out your name. When you're testing to see if a cake's ready to come out of the oven, where do you stick a skewer? Down the side or in the center?
Ralph,
go ahead.
Down the center.
Down the center is absolutely correct.
Sorry, Michael.
Michael, I can't believe you lost this twice. Ralph, I can't believe you won. You, my man, have got dinner, flowers, and candy from Classic Rock 102.9. Send the herd. Send the herd. All right, get Get us started, Steve.
All right, let's start with a good one. Really, really high note okay. on this Super Bowl Monday. Last week in Arizona, Sergio Calaya had a job interview with the El Mirage Police Department. As part of the interview process, Calaya had to undergo a polygraph test, which didn't work out well for him.
Okay.
That's because the 25-year-old man who was applying for a gig as a police assistant allegedly admitted while connected to the lie detector that he still has videos of an ex-girlfriend and him engaged in sexual acts that were taken while they were teenagers.
Okay.
In addition, Calaya allegedly admitted that he frequented a website where underage girls would send him explicit sexual videos that led to a search of his house and four counts of exploitation of a minor.
I'm in too much shock to even hit the
button. I know.
In the herd.
All right. This is the most Italian story for me.
Okay.
For me, this is just, all right. There are lots of ways that you could burn through your life savings, but you don't necessarily want to literally do that. A man in Italy is trying to recover from more than $20,000 in government bonds after he decided to hide them in his chimney. He was worried about burglars finding them in his apartment in Rome, so he stashed them in the chimney and didn't tell anybody about it, including his wife. She decided to light a fire one night, and all of the bonds burned up. As he walked in, he saw the fire and nearly passed out. Now, government bonds in Italy come with serial numbers, so you have to have the numbers. If you have the numbers, you lose the bonds, you're covered, right? It's not clear on whether or not he has them. That sounds like a no.
In the herd.
Back to you.
Justin Butterfield is answering to accusations that he murdered his brother in Poland, Maine. The thing is, Butterfield doesn't see it that way.
All right.
Cops say he confessed to, quote, fighting with the Terminator for 24 hours.
As really?
For the dead man, the body was found with a screwdriver, hypodermic needles, and a baseball bat, a tire iron, and other objects sticking out of it.
Oh, my God.
Butterfield has yet to enter a plea, and his lawyer says he understands what he's charged with, but not why. Not surprising, Butterfield is set for a competency examination.
In the herd.
Lastly this morning, we've seen people smuggle lots of stuff into jail, but this is a new one. A guy in Georgia is facing charges after trying to smuggle in two big bags of chicken wings.
All right.
All right. His name is Michael Dixon. He's 45 years old. Guards at the DeKalb County Jail near Atlanta saw him sneaking around the outside of the lobby just the other day. He had a box cutter with him. It's not clear what he was trying, if he was trying to smuggle that in or not, but he did bring plenty of other stuff. They found a bag hidden in a bush outside with tons of stuff in it, including what looks like three or four dozen hot wings, all right, that were fully cooked. The bag also included weed, cocaine, cigarettes, cigars, loose tobacco, lighters, cell phones and chargers, a set of AirPods, jewelry, two sets of Allen wrenches, and some glue.
All right.
Okay. Guards found a broken window in someone's cell, so they figured that the inmates were planning a way on getting everything in. This guy is facing charges for drug possession, criminal trespass, and entering the jail with a weapon.
In the herd.
It's John DeBella.
It's funny because he's fat.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
Oh.
102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.